It's a very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Now, we've heard from Phil, or you've heard from Phil, and I reckon this is a really common problem. He's been told by his neighbour that his dog howls or barks when he's not there, but he doesn't do it when Phil's home.
This is a common
problem.
Yes, absolutely. And what's beautiful here is that his neighbour has actually left him a note.
Yep.
Quite often neighbours don't want to upset neighbours, so they don't say anything, and then you get this big, huge problem. So the neighbour's been really lovely to let him know, and as Phil said in his email, he didn't actually know. So how can you fix something when you don't know what's going on? So we've got the starts of being able to reconcile this without any kind of council intervention. The first thing we need to know is dogs howl. Every like us, vocalisations are a form of behaviour and they tell us something. So what we need to establish, Phil, is whether or not, for example, if you're leaving the TV on and it's rage every time you leave the house or something like that, and the dog's just howling to the music, that's one thing. Or whether or not we've got some kind of separation anxiety starting to appear. So what I would recommend is firstly, contact your neighbour and say, thank you very much, we were unaware of it. We're going to start trying to work out why the dog's doing it and fix the problem. So please persevere with us for a little while. And then what I would do is I would tape record it. I would go on an outing, I would set the tape deck up, or however we do it in this modern age.
They still have tape decks, do they, Joe?
That was bad.
You're showing your age here, Joe. I remember tape decks.
Oh, dear me. Anyway, some way
of taping
it.
Leave your phone on or something. Is that what they use?
Right.
I think
better.
So, yeah.
And what I would do is I would note down my time, I would leave for 20 minutes, and then I would come back and then I would check the tape. If nothing's happened and that's a normal leave, I would still do that periodically, because obviously it might be on weekends the dog doesn't howl because the dog's used to you going very intermittently and then coming back. So first we want to get an understanding of what's going on. If it's when you're going to work and the dog starts howling because the dog knows you're going to be away for the next 8-10 hours, then that's a totally different story. But some of the things that you can do once you identify if it is that the dog's just getting sad because he's being or she's being left alone, then we can look at putting some classical music on. Lots of studies have been done. Dogs actually calm and it's soothing for them. Low kind of classical music will help them calm.
Maybe on your cassette deck.
Maybe on your... Oh, yes, exactly right. Or also maybe getting some of really intriguing toys that the dog's got to work out if they're food reward-based, taking the dog for a walk before you go on an outing so that the dog's burnt some energy, had some time with you. And also one of the really big things that dog owners often do, and they don't mean to, is when they go to work, they do this big goodbye and a big hello when they come home.
Now, I was told this, you should just walk out of the front door like you're just walking into another room. Is that right?
Yep.
And don't say goodbye and hug them and say, I'll see you tonight or whatever. Just leave.
Yep, just leave. Or 10 minutes before you're going to go, just nice and calm, relax. All right, I'm going to work soon, and then just leave. So that
the
dogs...
Is it also the same when you come home? You shouldn't make a big deal about your
exactly
dog. You
right.
Just walk in... Just go about your business and then just maybe after 10 minutes pat your dog. Is that right?
That is perfect, Sean, because often what we do is the dog's so excited, and excitement and anxiety are kind of this double-sided coin. So we come home and we love the greeting, so we go to that level of excitement, and what we're doing is we're actually creating anxiety in our dogs.
Okay.
So if we just came back, it was no big thing, and 10 minutes later we patted and cuddled the dog, then the dog's going to learn to be calm. And especially learning the pattern of being calm when we leave and when we go.
Is it showing that you're in control of your dog? I will talk to you when I want to talk to you. Is that what you're doing as well?
You're doing a part of that, but what most importantly is you want that calm energy. If the dog associates you leaving with anxiety and excitement, then that dog's going to stew for a time. Yep. If that dog also associates the same thing when you get home, what you're really doing is you're accidentally building anxiety yep. into your dog.
Okay.
And with anxiety, then we get anxious about all kinds of things. And maybe I'm not safe if mum and dad aren't home. And so the whole thing snowballs.
Yeah, that sounds like very good advice. Hey, Joe, the email's been coming in thick and fast for you.
I know. We've got some great stuff coming up.
We've got another
puppy question. We've got a little puppy on the rampage eating especially shoes. And we have another interesting one about pulling on the lead. And there's one more which I've just forgotten about. But we're heading to them.
But if you'd like to drop Joe a line, you can do that. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au, said the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk in next Saturday morning at 8:15.
Thanks, Sean.